A petition to change the location of the proposed fire hall in Fernie is making rounds in the community. Launched on July 18, the petition calls for the city of Fernie to move the proposed fire hall project away from Prentice Park and re-evaluate 9022 Avenue as a potential site option. The document garnered over 850 signatures by July 31. The city of Fernie identified Prentice Park and 9022 Avenue as the most suitable options for the new fire hall, and city council voted in favor of the former in January 2024 in a split vote. Petition proponent Elaine Anselmo said that while she's very much in favor of building a new fire hall, she objects to the location, as it would eliminate green space, and the Cervello Ball Diamond would need to be removed to accommodate the facility. She's interested in taking the petition to council to discuss relocation of the proposed build. We are absolutely on board with a new fire hall. We just want to make sure we're protecting Prentice Park. We want to keep our green space. We don't have very much left, she said. The park is valued community green space, legally protected and historically significant. We're asking the city of Fernie to reconsider and relocate the fire hall to the old high school soccer field at 9022 Avenue, she added. There is sentimental attachment to the Cervello Field Ball Diamond in Prentice Park. Anselmo said she used to play ball at that location and her children are also involved in the sport now. She doesn't think the city's proposal to upgrade the hospital ball field and James White Park ball fields, as an alternative to Cervello Field, is sufficient. James White Park is subject to flooding. It's right by the river. They could put in all the work to upgrading what needs to be done, but then a flood could come through and ruin it. They're not the right size fields down in James White, she said. We need to keep what we have. We need our green space. We need to keep Prentice Park the way it is, she added. Prentice Park is currently regulated by a covenant that restricts land use for recreational purposes. The petition mentions concerns over the legality of proceeding with the fire hall project with the covenant still in place. The covenant was initially established with Crow's Nest Industries when the land was donated in the name of William Prentice, and Shell Canada inherited it when it took over the company's holdings. The city's chief administrative officer Michael Boranowski said staff have been engaging with Shell Canada since 2023 to amend the covenant with the company's permission, but the process won't really kick off until after a design plan and funding for the project has been completed. We've been in touch with Shell Canada throughout the process, dating back to 2023 when we started the 6-7-month process of doing a needs analysis and a site selection for the fire hall. He said. Boranowski said the inspector of municipalities will return the city's bylaw for fire hall money borrowing in September, and the city will then formally initiate modifications to the covenant at that time. Boranowski said site selection for the fire hall included an extensive public consultation process that began in 2023, that included assessing all pieces of city-owned property, an expression of interest to private landowners and development partners, and a public engagement process that reached over 500 people. But Anselmo explained that she doesn't think enough people had a sufficient chance to weigh in on the location. I don't think everyone was aware. People thought with it going to referendum, we would get our voices heard, and I think that's where the rug was pulled out from underneath us, was with the referendum not being held. We thought we had time, she said. The referendum would have allowed residents to vote on money borrowing for the project, not location, but Anselmo said the community nevertheless saw it as an opportunity for residents to have some say over how the project developed. Interestingly, this is not the first time the city has expressed interest in building on Prentice Park. A Free Press article from October 30, 1991 details plans for a swimming pool to be built at Prentice Park, but it never went through due to public opposition. City Council approved the site for a new indoor pool project, however the decision faced opposition, including formal concerns raised by Bill Wilson, who helped secure the original land deal, said Anselmo. This is about respecting our past and doing right by our future, she added.